My guest now is Toni Collette, star of the Broadway musical The Wild Party. She was last seen in the hit movie The Sixth Sense as a loving mother haunted by her child's troubles. In The Wild Party, Toni Collette plays a flapper-era floozy and gets a chance to sing and dance.
Some are born for higher things, like hitching up to uptown kings. I was born for iron bands and bonds. Well, alrighty then, that's the lowdown down. Swim with sharks in shallow pools. You get bit, and them's the rules. I got bit and almost eaten whole, but I liked it, yeah. That's the lowdown.
That's Toni Collette singing Low Down Down from the Broadway play The Wild Party. Most audiences first heard of Toni Collette when a small Australian film about an overweight girl desperate to get married called Muriel's Wedding became a surprise hit in America. It's sort of a famous story that to play the part of Muriel's Wedding, you were willing to and actually managed to gain 40 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you do it?
I was 20. I turned 21 during the shoot. It was a gift of a role and I would have done anything. At the time, I didn't even think twice about doing it. It was just something that had to be done because it was a part of the character, just like Queenie's mask of snow is a part of her character, you know? It was inherent in the script. It was a part of Muriel. I really didn't question it at all.
And did you expect Muriel's Wedding to do anything like what it actually ended up doing?
I didn't expect anything. I was delivering pizzas before that, you know. I was happy to have a job and I was working hard at it and loving it and I gave it everything. And I'd done one film before that and I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I try to work on things that that I believe in and that are about, well, an interesting script is basically about change. And this character really changed, and it changed me and made me grow. So you kind of hope that it will have some sort of profound effect on other people as well. And it just really did. I just didn't know there would be so many people responding to it so positively.
Did it change your life in the other, I guess, more obvious way, which is that you became something of a celebrity rather quickly and rather young?
Yeah. It made me want to stop acting, basically. It was a very abrupt change. And I think I did a lot of growing up very quickly. I had to reevaluate why I was doing what I was doing, and I decided that my love of acting wasn't going to be outweighed by doing this kind of thing. You know, interviews, I was very embarrassed to even say I was an actor, and to sit and talk about something that was so personal, I found trivialized the whole experience, which had been very important to me. It turned into something else.
Yeah. So even though you were an actor and hoping, I would guess, as anybody would be, to make it, or maybe,
yeah,
you weren't
that,
even
that's
thinking
a dream.
About it.
And when you're a young kid and you have a dream, you don't actually expect to achieve it. And when you do that, then that's a whole different kettle of fish that you have to deal with. And it's been wonderful. I actually am still amazed to say that I have a career, you know, but it isn't going away, and I thought it would.
In acting in The Sixth Sense, I mean, one of the reasons that you were up for an Oscar was that you did such a wonderful job of embodying that mother and her concern and her pain and her love for her very unusual son. Did you have a story in your mind about who she was?
I think the most important part of that role for me was making the relationship with my son absolutely clear. And it's just the most unconditional, loving, supportive concern. That's what I wanted to portray. That's what I wanted to get across.
And your son, who was played by Haley Joel Osment, did you connect with him? Did you learn anything from him?
I mean, you learn from every experience. It's every time I see him, and now I think if I'm going to see him, it's going to have to be arranged, you know, because there were press junkets and premieres and awards, and at the Oscars we were saying goodbye to each other, and he kept turning around. We had a really long hug, and he turned around and was kind of saying, "So I'm going to see you soon, right? I'll see you soon." And I just, he's a beautiful human being who happens to be very young, and he's very smart.
You came on to A Wild Party just coming off a hit movie, The Sixth Sense. I don't know if you knew you wouldn't have been up for an Oscar at that point, but I mean, clearly.
I met with the creators of The Wild Party last September, and at that point, I think the film had just been released. It had been out for maybe a couple of months, but I had no idea that it was going to affect the world the way that it did.
But that, does that mean, would I be right to imagine that that means that you, when you accepted the commitment to this Broadway play, that you had to then at least postpone a lot of offers for movies?
My agent is very smart. He doesn't send me things when he knows that I'm occupied. Because if I fall in love with something, I'll tear my hair out and go crazy. But at the moment, I am in love, and I'm very happy with being a part of this production of The Wild Party. Huh. There was a very easy flow in terms of being kind of inducted into that. You know, I was coming to New York when I met with George. Like you said before, we just had such an immediate connection. The music really suited my voice. I loved the piece. I sat down and listened to a couple of the songs in the theater, and I had tingles and goosebumps on my arms, and the music made me cry, and I just was immediately connected to it.
Toni Collette, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Small town girl, she comes to a town. Tin of rouge and strapless gown. Dies a lot before she gets to die. But with a smile, she'll say, "That's the lowdown down."
That was Toni Collette, currently starring in the Broadway musical The Wild Party. Coming up, Wall Street's Market Menagerie. This is Fresh Air.